You're listening to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Mart. Diablo Canyon in San Luis Obispo County is California's last remaining nuclear power plant, and it's slated to shut down in about 5 years. But a new proposal, which involves amending California's state constitution, is aimed at trying to keep the facility open. Central Coast State Assemblyman Jordan Cunningham put the idea in front of the state legislature last week. KCBX's Tyler Pratt spoke with Cunningham and others about the new plan.
Cunningham's proposal would reclassify nuclear energy as renewable. The idea is supported by some nuclear advocates. It's also been a head-scratcher to some because nuclear reactions, the process that creates nuclear energy, leave behind radioactive byproducts.
While nuclear does have the storage issue with the waste, it's a carbon-free energy source.
That's Cunningham in his car Friday, after spending the morning on the assembly floor. He says all energy methods produce waste.
Every type of energy production technology has certain drawbacks. I mean, solar panels have to be disposed of when their useful life is over. The batteries have to be disposed of.
Diablo produces almost 10% of the state's power. And Cunningham says considering California's energy goals of being 60% renewable by 2035, options like solar are great. But when the sun goes down,
we make up the shortfall from solar by buying natural gas from out of state. And that's with the Diablo Canyon Power Plant operational. When it goes offline in 2025, we're going to see a giant spike in greenhouse gas emissions.
By the way, Diablo's owner, the energy company PG&E, insists they are still closing the plant. So with Diablo's end seeming so certain, why this new push?
PG&E is in Chapter 11 bankruptcy. The bankruptcy trustee and the court, in some senses, have jurisdiction over PG&E's assets for right now. So the bankruptcy issue reopens this whole conversation.
Cunningham's proposal to reclassify Diablo's energy output as renewable would go like this. It needs a two-thirds majority vote on both sides of the legislature. The governor's approval, then it would go before voters. And if it passes all that, someone would still need to try and buy Diablo Canyon, which has an estimated price tag right now of about $3.5 billion. It's a long shot.
I think a long shot is putting it mildly.
That's Kara Woodruff. She sits on an advisory panel involved in Diablo Canyon's decommissioning process, how it should go, and what should be done with Diablo Canyon's lands and facilities after. Woodruff and others invested in the closure of Diablo Canyon have come out against Cunningham's idea.
While Assemblyman Cunningham may hope for it to stay open, certainly a lot of people do, it's just not realistic, and I think it's confusing. And it causes division in this community.
Woodruff says Diablo Canyon's fate is sealed, and instead the Central Coast should be prepping for the next steps.
We should really focus our efforts on making sure that the plant is closed in an efficient and safe and really effective way for this community and beyond.
Cunningham says his response to dissenters
would be a question back at them. If climate change is an existential threat, and if we need to be devoting all the resources we can to slowing the effects of climate change, that entails necessarily decarbonizing our energy production. What is their plan to do that without nuclear power as part of the portfolio?
And that's a really good question. That's the kind of question we should be asking. What now?
Woodruff suggests incentives to create more solar energy. And
there's also been a lot of talk about wind energy. And one of the proposals that's been made is putting offshore windmills outside of the Diablo Canyon site and then use the site to bring the transmission from the wind generation onto the California grid.
It's a plan that also comes with complications, which will be discussed at the next meeting of the Diablo Canyon Community Advisory Panel about what to do with the site.
It would be really wonderful if the assemblymen could attend the meeting and participate in it.
That meeting is October 17th. In the meantime, Cunningham says he has some other irons in the fire to attempt to keep Diablo open, even if this plan doesn't pan out. Tyler Pratt, KCBX News.